I was very fortunate to be awarded a fellowship by the Engineering and Physical Sciences Research Council, the EPSRC, one of the UK research councils, which was one of the best jobs I've ever had. It came with a grant and it allowed you to kick off your independent research group. And so I could employ my own postdoc, I could follow my own ideas and scratch that intellectual itch a little more in a little more satisfying way. And so with a wonderful guy that moved into my lab called Per Henningsen, he was, I'll always be thankful for him for taking the risk of being my first postdoc. I guess you learn from your mistakes, but actually we had a very successful time and we applied a new technique called particle image velocimetry, which was really fairly emergent even then in aeronautical world and automotive, to looking at the fluid flows in the wakes behind insects in the wind tunnel. And that was really fun. And we asked some questions about what's the aerodynamic consequence of changing your wing shape. And we worked with moths and we worked with locusts and we worked with various other things too, dragonflies and damselflies. And it's all been building from that along the aerodynamics side. And since receiving that fellowship, I moved it because they're wonderful positions. You can move them wherever you like. And I moved it to the Royal Veterinary College, which was on the verge of building an entirely new laboratory space. It already had one huge lab for terrestrial locomotion, and it made its name doing terrestrial locomotion, working with horses and dogs and ostriches and bipedal birds. And so it has force plates in the ground and it has a treadmill for horses, which tilts so you can get them running up and down hills. It's got x-ray machines so you can see the bones moving and how the joints function. And they were about to build a second lab. And I had the opportunity to steer that towards aerial locomotion for the first time. So now we have another big barn, as we call it. It looks like an agricultural building from the outside, but it's quite technical on the inside. And within that, we have a big track where I can fly birds of prey from one end to the other and film them with all my high-speed cameras and do my wind tunnel tests and track mosquitoes and do all that kind of thing. And I'm still there.